Oh, yes. Hello. Why you are hiding from me? How are you?
Couldn't be better, thank you. I'm very hard to get some new ones, but it's difficult. I have to tell an old one. You may have forgot that, I hope so.
Yes.
It's not about the ponies.
How can I forget that? I've told it 100 times, you know, everywhere, all over the world. And now I even start to understand it. I never understood that joke. You know? But every time I tell it, everybody laughs. And people understand the joke, you know. And I never understood it. But people laugh at it. And now I think I kind of understand.
There's lots of people here who may not have heard that story.
Yeah, they may not know this story. Yeah, okay. You can tell from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, this is a real Irish joke, so apologize to the people who have heard it maybe many times before. So, yeah, there was these two Americans. I don't know if there's any Americans here. So they landed in Cork Airport, and they hired a car, and they were heading towards Killarney. So about 20 miles outside Killarney, the car broke down. So it was in the winter, the autumn time, not too warm. So the husband and wife, they were. So the husband got out of the car anyway. He lifted up the boot, but they said boot in America, so to try and figure out what was wrong. But he couldn't figure it out. He tried everything under the sun, bolts here, lift up pipes here, and all that. So his wife was getting very anxious because she was getting cold. And she said to him, honey, can you please hurry on? I'm getting cold here. He said, can you see I'm trying to fix it? So the next thing, anyway, he looked around, and there were two horses looking out over the gate next to him, a white horse and a black horse. So the white horse said to him, check the battery leads. He had an awful fright out here. So he said to the wife, he said, did you hear what I think I heard there? Yes, she said, it's the white horse. He said, check the battery leads. And then, please hurry up, honey. So lo and behold, anyway, he fiddled around with the battery leads, went into the car, turned on the switch, car started. No problem. So anyway, they drove off down the road, and they came to the nearest village, and they came into the first pub that they met. So they went up to the counter. Are you with me now, Reverend Pichet?
Yes.
Yeah. And he asked the barman, he said, I need a hot whiskey. And he said, my wife will have the same. He said, well, we're cold. So the barman gave him the two drinks. He was very polite. He went to the other end of the counter, didn't want to interfere with their conversation. So he kept watching him, and he noticed that the man was a bit nervous. So he went down to him and he said, are you okay? He said, are you okay? He said, and you're shaking, your hands are shaking. Ah, he said, God, he said, you're not going to believe what happened to me back the road. I won't repeat the story. And he told him anyway about the white horse and the black horse. And he said, what do you make of that, barman? Well, he said, I'll tell you, you're one lucky man. The white horse was there. If the black horse was there, he knows nothing about cows.
Thank you. Yeah. That's even a little bit more detailed than the first one. Wonderful.